Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, is... Wow, that has never left my head before. Has never left my head before. But it just did. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
It's Saturday night and you're listening to the swinging sounds of bubbles in the think tank. Belinda, the dominatrix of the airwaves, is on the air.
With two of the silliest and worst of radio programming anyway.
Our ever-in-beginning staff is working hard for you.
And when January Fairy makes the scene,
she's sparkly through and through. So set your dial to 91.5 and let us do the rest, cause we've been double-dome daring you since 1990. Bubbles in the think tank on WMFO. In Medford, stereo.
Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, probably and a half, hours of radio programming. No, it's 2.5 hours. What? Oh, let me start this all over again. You know, I can still do all of the WAIF disclaimers in my sleep. So why, after a mere 15 weeks, this could be hard? I don't know. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5 hours of the silliest radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all of the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we've been double-dong daring you, except for the last 15 weeks. Since 1990. And we're not going to stop now here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about I'm going to bed an hour and 15 minutes. That'd be midnight and 15 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. That time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We'll talk more about that when the time comes, because we got lots to talk about now. Like, I'm back after 15 weeks gone. 6 substitute programmers. The original Not Belinda, Chuck Yu, he was here 4 times. Chris Major from Strike the Box Radio, he was here for 3. Kirsten, sub extraordinaire for Music Savage, Something About the Women, you name it, she's there. She was here 3 times. Mike Conway from Classic Rock Mine, how did he only slip in here with 2 episodes of Bubbles in the Think Tank? I don't understand. Ryan Doyen from Music Savage, he was here 2, and we even had Pete. I should know the name of his show right off the top of my head, and I don't, but we've already proven that I don't really have the acuity that you would expect from me tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. He was only here 1, but oh my goodness, was he here. It was great. I had many offers of people wanting me to call into the show during their episodes. I had 2 offers of people wanting to carry me up the stairs so I could be here. It was all too much. It all just goes to prove that one of the many, many Bubbles in the Think Tank slogans of over the years, decades I should say, it's all about love at Bubbles in the Think Tank. If we didn't prove that during this time of my absence, I don't think we ever could have. It's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. What were these people but nice? I'm telling you, I am honored and I am humbled that all of these people came here and took care of this radio show in the way that they did while I was gone. They kept to the spirit of the show. They even tried to use my words whenever they could, which was, it was fascinating, illuminating, and downright silly to listen to everybody do it. The Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group never wavered for even a second, and really the entire ever and beginning staff of Bubbles in the Think Tank did such a great job of keeping the trains running on time. From our associate producer and valet when Chandler is not using him, Fred Boak, offering to come to WMFO and get trained so he could fill in for the shows, to Freddie Stockwell being very titular in his research throughout the time. I mean, each and every one of them. They all did their part. If I hadn't had my spiritual advisor, Pauly C., I don't know what I would have done. I just don't know. So it was great to have everybody taking care of that, because, you know, and the subs who filled in for me knew that I was in a bit of a rut at the time that the accident occurred. And for those of you who don't know, I mean, we talked about it on over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group a bit when it happened. But I did have a little bit of a tumble. And had I fractured my ankle in multiple locations, had a lot of tissue damage, a little bit of nerve damage. And so I couldn't make it up the ridiculously large 3 flights of stairs here at the WMFO studios to get into the station to be able to do the show. That was the only reason. You know, heavy drugs aside, I mean, who among us hasn't done radio on heavy drugs over the decades of radio that has been done? We couldn't make it up the stairs, and WMFO doesn't have the processes in place to allow DJs to do remote programming. So I had to hand over the reins and trust a lot of people to take care of this baby, just like we did in a way back in the back in the early aughts when January Ferry took over the reins of Bubbles in the Think Tank. You just have to kind of let go and hand it over at some point. But before this accident happened, I was actually in a place where I wasn't sure I was going to keep on doing the show, and the accident looked a little bit like the opportunity to let it go. I said, well, can't do it anymore. Can't do it for a long time anymore. Why don't I just not do it anymore? But then I had the chance to listen to these people, these wonderful, wonderful people come in and sub for me and do the show and honor it in a way that I didn't really expect. So here I am tonight, continuing on in year 33 of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Well, you know, coming out of Unsanitary Outhouse and Insanity Palace as well. But it's interesting to be coming back on the same day that Bob Brainin at WFMU wrapped up his 41st year and his program there. So he's no longer doing the show as I'm coming back. And so it's all about inspiration to make sure. Just want to thank everybody for inspiring me to come back. So tonight's episode is everything that everyone who did the show during my absence inspired me to play. And it's with that, we're going to jump right in and get back to the silliness that I've missed all this time, but didn't really miss because you were all here for me. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Da da da. and cutting Sark. They descend from the Empire State at 5 and stroll together toward the park with a bristle you in both their heads and their future in the stars. They hang a left on Lexington and start to hit the bar. Morocco, the store club, and places like that. In the 40s, before love had got an old hat. But it's good to remember at this great remove, used to federal line and then tried to act smooth. When my father met my mother in New York. My father met my mother in New York. Hadn't moved so sleekly and been her moving fan bi-weekly. Seemed so debonair and witty, they might never have had us kiddies. But my father met my mother in New York. My father wed my mother in New York.
Me, sighing. dreams seems to fly away. Don't you know my heart isn't made of stone? It's the sense to leave your baby crying all alone. You know, Uba, how you taught me to come back, Uba. Don't you want me? Oh, I still want to live you, thinking of me. Oh.
The Queen came up to Liverpool to dine at our town hall. In the evening wrote to her husband.
Dear Philip, I'm having a ball. I think I'll hang around. I mean, everything's happening here. I'm beginning to dig the poetry scene, and the ale is the bloody gear.
So while she's having a castle built down in Castle Street, she had a look around Liverpool 8, found a pad there, small but neat. She moved in a few belongings, corgis, crowns, a throne, and blue blood in the neighborhood really raised the tone. Soon Her Majesty was caught up in the bohemian social world, our gracious teeny bopper, everybody's girl.
I met her at a party somewhere in Norris Green. I was just a layabout and she was queen of the scene. But love knows no class barriers, as yous well rightly know. And as it had a few that night, I thought I'd have a go, you know. We had a couple of dancers, matter of fact, we raved. And when I asked her, could I take her home?
I simply smiled and waved.
She told me next morning,
I'll never love another. I've always fancied weirdies. I appoint you royal lover.
The same day they decided to set the social pace. And once they'd laced their sneakers, there was no one in the race.
We'd go every night to the alehouse and throw down some blackened tans. Then she'd roll a joint in the ladies and crawl back home on her hands.
Arm in arm around the town, they made everybody stir. What a funny couple, sort of royal, Sonny and Cher.
We held weekend parties such as the city had never seen, with thousands swaying and singing. God rave the Queen!
The world was mad and frenzied, adored by the swinging set. Their joy seemed never ending, a life of fun, and yet...
Get off.
Happiness as misshaped as they were soon to learn, and now this little story takes on a sadder turn.
For the establishment were angry, and to everyone's surprise, my husband and the Prime Minister were planning my demise.
They kidnapped her one morning while I was still in bed and took her off to the tower and chopped off her head.
But the very next day our hero changed the tears to laughter.
Because I married Princess Anne and lived happy ever after.
Oi!
The first time I saw you standing there,
and party lasting all week through. A happy island party just for me and you. Take a lot of sweet romancing, mix it with a moonlit sea. Add a little hula dancing, and you've got a little notion what a party can be. There's a royal welcome waiting where the skies are blue. But join the celebrating, that's your thing to do. You've got to see Hawaii in Aloha Week, so make a reservation right away. For every little smarty's heading for the party today. Lasting all week through. A happy island party just for me and you. Take a lot of sweet romancing, mix it with the moonlit sea. Add a little hula dancing, and you got a little notion what a party can be. There's a royal welcome waiting where the skies are blue. So join the celebrating, that's the thing to do. Got to see Hawaii in Aloha Week, so make a reservation right away. For every little smarty's heading for the party today.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And how did that go so long? Oh, I know. I'd like to forget, but I know. Thank you all for your patience. Over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Glad I got that out of my system for you. And it is. I tell you now, you don't have to put up with that anymore. You know, I forgot that I was supposed to do a public service announcement in this break, so let me turn around here and do that. I'm really out of sorts, as I'm sure you might imagine. But we'll make it work. We're just going to do whatever comes up next with a welcome back to the students here from the West Somerville Neighborhood Association. We want to help spread the word that telling neighbors about parties ahead of time. You should really do that. Circulating a notice about the parties that you're going to be holding. Put your name on it with a location and date and a phone number so that you can guarantee that you're going to answer phone calls about it and avoid having the police called should there be any problems. That's a public service announcement from the West Somerville Neighborhood Association dedicated to improving communication and fostering relations between Tufts and the surrounding residential community. Find out more at westsomerville.org. And that's what happens when you don't plan ahead. Both reading that public service announcement and not planning your party better. I told you that more than one of the substitutes for Bubbles in the Think Tank offered to carry me up the stairs. I thought that was really one of my favorite things that happened in everything that happened. I listened to all of the episodes, most of them live. I think only two I had to listen to after the fact. So I was able to keep up well. I was able to watch along every time over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where so many of you are right now. I love that. Let's keep it that way and drive right back into the silliness right here. Continuing on, by the way, with songs inspired by all of the other subs that filled in for Bubbles in the Think Tank during my ridiculously long absence, I appreciate and love them all right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Exactly like you own the place. You know if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime, because your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names, you telling stories and playing games. You over laughing when things ain't funny, trying to sound like you don't need money. If talk was criminal, you'd be life with crime, because your mind's on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Promises that you can't keep. You don't like this little song I'm singing, just grinning bad. All I can say is if the shoe fits wet, and if you must keep talking, please try to make it right, because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime.
The Booms Farm Marijuana Company is proud to welcome you to our tasting room. Do remember to mark your preferences on the order sheet you got when you came in. Now here's a fine Texas grass, Texas sagebrush actually. One hit of this and you'll understand why coyotes howl at the moon.
Would this be a good gift for my girlfriend?
Well, what sign is she?
She's a Taurus with Virgo in her sixth house and Scorpio in her bathroom.
Well, I think she might respond better to this grass here. The Gourmet Specialty of Harlem, 118th Street Boo. Give it a try. You'll find it superb for romancing, dancing, prancing, and getting whitey. It is an acquired taste. Moving on, we come to this first quality Lebanese hashish. I'd like to introduce our Cordon Bleu Grassmaster, Mr. Amit Greenberg.
Thank you, thank you. It is often said in my country that upon inhaling this light but humble blend, one rises and worships a cow and has communion with a crocodile.
Thank you, Amit.
I don't know too much about this. I have a son in college. I wanted to send him a little something.
Well, you can send him our convenient nickel bag gift coupon and he can choose his own blend. And keep in mind, all your purchases here can be charged to your Stash AmeriCard. Now we come to our connoisseur's blend, the finest flowers from the heart of Mexico, the tops of Peru, the buds of Asia, the Duke of Earl, the Ides of March, and the birth of the blues. It is expensive but unsurpassed. Light up. There. We'd like to thank you for visiting Boom's Farm and sampling our wares. Now, if you'd be kind enough to make way for the next two group. I if you'd move along, please. Now, come on now. Would you move, please? Would you move a little over? Hey, Amit, would you help me with these?
No, I won't.
Could you help me clear a path through these people? Amit, come on. Would you, folks, would you move? Please. Amit.
Rock, rock, zis boom bop. That's what I learned in college. Celebrate. Boom, boom, alakazoom, that's what I learned in college. I knew lots of girls in school, I kept professors guessing. I knew figures plenty well, and never took a lesson. Go to class without your lesson, take a quiz, start in guessing. Yay team, ray team, that's what I learned in college. Never keep your trousers pressed, wear your tux without your vest. Rackety racks, give them the axe, that's what I learned in college. Study gym and practice swimming, be a he-man with a woman. Yay, Dan, hold that line, that's what I learned in college. Photographs of movie stars, I had a large selection. I faked all the autographs, had a prize collection. Spend your money, beg and borrow, Dad will send you more tomorrow. Riggity-craggity, yay, bo, that's what I learned in college. There ain't no fleas on us, there ain't no fleas on us. There may be one or two on you, but there ain't no fleas on us.
Thank you. If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci, and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
me poo 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 on a new lucky hucky toe, meeky toe me. Where you put a one day, when you bucky lucky hucky toe, meeky toe me. Why the poo 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 on a new lucky hucky toe, meeky toe me. Who ha a one day, when you bucky lucky hucky toe.
skinny Yankee boy. You got a skinny Yankee boy. You got a skinny Yankee boy. I love your skinny Yankee boy. A big black car. I didn't care about the clothes she wore. I just had to get closer. I just had to see more. Because I'm all the things she owns. I had a skinny Yankee boy. I had a skinny Yankee boy. I had a skinny Yankee boy. I love a skinny Yankee boy. Things that I